Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and I'm so happy to be here with you guys as always. Today, you just have me. I'm going to sit you down. We're here to have a talk, okay? Some real talk, sister. Are you ready? Because this is the kind of stuff that lights my soul on fire. Helping women really build businesses that fuel their lives, not run and rule their lives. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, welcome back. I love having you here. If you're new to the show, welcome for the first time. We talk about all things spiritual, magic, the divine, the quantum on this podcast, of course, because those are all of the things that I believe are the realest, truest things in this universe. But we also talk about the hustle, what it means to build a business, how to make money, how to scale, how to make an impact, how to become a true executive-minded, entrepreneurial CEO boss queen of her business and her life. And in my book, proverbially speaking, because I did write two books, one on business and branding and the other on spirituality and divine feminine power, those two things are not mutually exclusive. They are intrinsically connected. And so on this podcast, we talk about it all. And today, it's just me here on a very special solo to really break down what it looks like to build an asset, like what makes a business an asset, not a lifestyle business. And the reason why I feel so passionate about this is because at this point, I have served thousands and thousands of clients, mainly women, who all start their businesses from this place of passion and inspiration and innovation and creativity and purpose. And 9.99999 times out of 10, they're amazing at what they do and their business is successful. It works. And that's the shadow side. Because once you step out into the world with your gifts and your genius and your vision, and you start getting the clients and the business starts to grow, without the right structures in place, without the right mindset in place, that is a recipe for burnout. It just is. We don't really learn this stuff in school, and very few of us learn this from reading books or even listening to podcasts. We have to learn this on the job. At least I did. And I really want to take you back to take us forward so that you can really reframe your own hustle for real and turn your business into something that becomes an asset, something separate from you. Whether you want to sell your business like I did, or you just want to live a life that is fueled by your abundance, that is generated by this machine and operation that you build called your business, I am here for that possibility for you, the woman listening, because that's what we are so sorely missing in this conversation around feminine entrepreneurship. So I'm going to take you back, way back, to the very beginning of my entrepreneurial career. If you've been with me for a minute, you know that I've started three businesses. The first one, I scaled it and failed it. The second one, I scaled it and sold it. And now I'm on my third one and I'm scaling and sustaining it. So I'm going to take you back to the one that I scaled and failed. Now I use failed, well, quite literally, but also hypothetically, because there were a lot of beautiful, successful things that came out of the very first company that I started. It was a magazine, a digital magazine in Chicago for women. It was called CheekyChicago.com, throwback past life, like forever ago. I started that business in 2008. I was 27, 28. I had been a former actress, slash cocktail waitress slash temp jobber. I had no business being an entrepreneur. I knew nothing about the world of online marketing. And I came up with this idea with a business partner of mine at the time and was like, I'm going to quit it all and go all in on starting a website and making money from it and call myself an entrepreneur. And I'm not kidding. Most everybody in my life looked at me like I was insane. And it was insane. I really look back at that moment and bless my naivete because it was my strongest asset at the time. I didn't know what I didn't know. And I just jumped in with my passion and my creativity and my purpose, like I was saying. And we came up with this beautiful idea to create a platform for women in the city of Chicago that was the one-stop shop destination for the women of Chicago to come research and learn all about the cool, hip places in town when it came to restaurants and nightlife and fashion and beauty and arts and culture and dating and wedding planning and real estate investments and relationship advice. I mean, it was unbelievable, that platform actually. It became the biggest online platform for women in the Midwest for 7 years straight. But at the very beginning, all I wanted it to do was like look cute and be fun. And I had such clarity on our logo and the colors and the tone and the way the sections of the website would be divided and the cute little events we would throw and the newsletters we would send with their hooky subject lines and the social media pictures we were going to share of our parties. And anyway, long story short, I remember going to lunch with my dad. Okay. And my dad is a financial advisor, CPA, one of the most incredible businessmen I will know. He's actually one of my greatest inspirations and gave me so much of his codes when it came to entrepreneurship. But I didn't know this at the time because I was, you know, an actress, an artist. And all of a sudden I was jumping into business. And I went to my dad and I said, look at what I've come up with, Dad. This is this really amazing magazine that's going to inspire all the women in Chicago to come together and create this community. And we're going to talk about all of these really fun things that's missing in the market. We spotted an opportunity, blah, blah, blah. And I remember him looking at me across that lunch table and he looked at me straight in the eye and he said, Jessica, what you have here is a really great idea, but it's not a business. What you need is a business plan. And I was like, he was speaking in like hieroglyphs. It was like a business plan. My eyes crossed. I'm like, what's a fucking business plan look like? What do you mean I have to write a business plan? So I tried to cheat it. Truly. I went to Google. I downloaded a business plan template and I filled it out and it sucked and it meant nothing. I remember bringing it back to my dad. He's like, this isn't you. This isn't right. This isn't going to work. It's missing a lot of things. You have to critically use your own brain to really build out your model and how you're going to monetize it and market it and operationalize it. And what I did is I took 9 months. I slowed way down. I was still making some money and doing my side hustle jobs. And I didn't know what I was about to launch, really. It was starting to be birthed. And actually, I think about that 9 month time that I wrote that business plan is like the time it takes to gestate a baby. And I wrote this business plan from the depths of my soul. And if you're listening, you're like, oh, great, I'm going to do the same thing and just use ChatGPT. I'm telling you, you shouldn't, because I use ChatGPT all the time, but you've really got to apply your own critical thinking to understand what it means to run a business. No template or machine can do that for you, but I digress. We ended up taking that business plan and it was so rock solid that we ended up putting it in front of a bunch of investors and we raised $250,000 in friends and family money. My dad, by the way, gave me like pennies. He kicked me a very small check and I went off and just totally worked my network. And we raised all that money and started this business called Cheeky. And that was the beginning of my entrepreneurial career. Now, I made a lot of mistakes in that business. This is not the podcast to get into it. But it was during that time that I learned how to build a brand, how to build a team, how to build a community. But I still didn't really know how to run an asset. And to be honest, that's why in many ways that business failed, because I was way too attached to it. It was my baby. I just said that. I treated it like it was my child. I was so intrinsically attached to it that when I walked away from that business, because that's what I ended up doing, it ended up imploding because I wasn't there to run it anymore. And I really am so grateful for that experience in business number one, because it equipped me walking into business number two a few years later, which was Simply Be Agency, which, by the way, I started as a one-woman consultancy. It was just me and my time. I was 1099-ing, contracting for clients. That eventually evolved into a full service, a complete rinse and repeatable product suite, a rinse and repeatable lead generation go-to-market strategy for every quarter, every year over year of business, a fully operated office, a trademarked IP that I put through all of my methodology. If you read my first book, Be a No Bullshit Guide to Increasing Your Self-Worth and Net Worth by Simply Being Yourself, that was all methodology, frameworks, tools, holograms, Venn diagrams, pyramids that I created, that I trademarked, that I was able to license and eventually sell in a multitude of ways that became the bedrock of this asset called Simply Be Agency by the end of those 7 years that had nothing to do with Jessica Zweig. And that is how I was able to really go off and build business number three. Because my agency, by the way, is still running under the new entity that bought my company, Hawk Media. About 85% of my staff is still there. About 75% of my clients are still there. My leadership from that agency is still there and intact because it became an asset that is now thriving almost 2 years later without me. And so today in this episode, I'm going to give you these codes because whether or not you want to sell your business, I know that you need to build systems and structure as well as soul into your brand and business so that it supports you as much as you support it. Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. I want to just break down some of the common signs if you're running a business that is probably breaking six figures, maybe multi-six figures. And what I'm here for, women who are listening, all of my lightworker sisters of the New Earth Rising, my spiritual hustler community, I am here for you to be wealthy and free women who walk this earth in all of their joy. That's the game I'm here to play. So not to say that there's anything wrong with making a couple $100,000 a year, but I want you to be thinking bigger, 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 bigger. I want you to be thinking millions of dollars a year. And you can achieve that. If you're going to listen to anyone telling you that, that's come from full imposter syndrome and absolutely no abundance mindset, pure scarcity and comparison, and didn't understand shit about running a business. Literally, I was an actress. I make the joke, I say this in my book, The Light Work, that when I graduated college from my acting school, I knew how to do two things and only two things really well: wait tables and be dramatic. And I'm not exaggerating. I had no business becoming a business owner. And I stumbled into it through divine intervention. And I look back at my career 17 years later, and I know exactly what it means to be a CEO, build an asset, run an operation, and most of all, how to make it work for the life that I want to live. And so if you are running your business as a business owner versus a business leader, and you're making, you know, six figures or looking to break into six figures or multi-six figures, you're most likely doing all of the things yourself. Your income is most likely tied directly to your time. You're probably still saying yes to a lot of things out of reaction or opportunistic mindset and fear potentially versus strategy. You're most likely offering everything custom. Everything is inconsistent and most definitely underpriced. You're operating from a frequency of hustle versus harmony and trust in the body. Your marketing strategies are reactive. You post when you remember, you come up with things in the moment and you execute them really fast. There is no slowing down to speed up. And while you might feel like there's momentum, it's fragile. And this stage is typically around surviving, proving your concept, and building confidence. Okay, and there is nothing wrong with this stage. We all have to go through it. It's part of the Hard Knocks Real Life MBA that you're getting as an entrepreneur. It's beautiful. It's just not where you want to stay. Now, when we think about zooming up and really recognizing that I'm not just talking about working less, okay? That's a pipe dream, and a lot of people want to sell you that. And it's not about, I make all of this money and work less hours. It's about building from the ground that you stand on smarter. Starting today. This is the feminine leadership reframe I want you to adopt in this moment and ask yourself the question, what would it look like if I stopped holding my business every day and instead my business held me? What would be required? Well, we're on the move to creating an asset, sister, when you ask yourself that question. And the key characteristics of an asset include systems, the right team, scalability, predictability, IP, intellectual property that you own, resale and exit potential. Meaning, if I say this in my feminine frequency business school, when I teach systems and operations, if an alien came down to abduct you today, to switch places with you, and you went up there and had a great time, and they came down to run your business starting now, where is the manual? Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, from everything from where they order the snacks to who do they call if the internet goes out, to what's the customer service script when someone's unhappy, to how you onboard a new employee, to how you offboard your clients, how you open up your programs, how you assess if your clients are having a positive experience through surveys and postmortems. I could go on and on. You know your own business. But asking yourself this question, what would it look like if I stopped holding my business and my business started holding me? We've got to build out these structures. And when we elevate into this consciousness of, say, a $1 million business owner or a $2 million business owner or a $3 million business owner, here's what that looks like, okay? This is how it all comes together. You have a small but mighty team, where you have the right people in the right seats. Everyone is operating in their own zones of genius, meaning you do not have to have all of the answers. You get to crowdsource your power as a company, even if you have 3 people, 5 people, 2 people, 8 people that allow you to stay in your zone of genius so that your time and energy is bringing the most highest value to the business, because no one can do what you do and you can't do what anyone else does. And so having that team around you is essential. Your offers, your services are dialed in. You have built a product suite. You don't sell everything to everyone. You don't customize every proposal. You are what you are, and the right clients are a fit or they are not, and standing in that. And your pricing doesn't reflect your doing and your execution, but your value. Okay. A lot of us get stuck in this. Well, if I do this many hours, or if I serve these many deliverables, or if I show up for this client this many times a month, we have to get out of the mindset that we're selling our execution and instead selling our value. I actually just came back from a mastermind with my husband. We went to a beautiful couples retreat. It was our first time ever doing this. And we went because the woman that we've been working with as our coach for the last few years invited us. And she charges $1,000 an hour to work with her. Okay. And way back in the day when my husband and I were going through this massive crisis, we took our first call with her and she told us her price. We were like, we can't afford that. And nice meeting you and we'll see you never. Long of the story short is we could not have her in our life. And we ended up reaching back out to her a few weeks later when we couldn't find anyone better, because she was the best we'd ever found, and committed to showing up. And I told this to my coach because I actually finally got to meet her in person at the summit for the first time in 5 years. And I said, Brian and I came to those calls with you with our spines stick straight, no distractions, phones off, dogs in their crates, like fully available, present, and invested in those 60 minutes we were getting with you because of what you charged. Because a thriving marriage is, quite frankly, priceless. And it was the best money we've ever spent on anything in our lives, for whatever that's worth. I know that's a diatribe sidebar, but I use that as an example to remind you that people aren't buying your time. They're buying the value. And we talk about this all the time on this podcast. Stand in your worth. No one is you. And the more you embody that, the more that emanates and the right clients come and don't question your value. All right, back to what's happening in a $2 million, $3 million business. You've got systems and they're running. They're not perfect, but you're perfecting them. Some days are better than others. You have stopped trading time for money. You're still deeply involved, but you're on the business a little bit more than you are in the business. Your boundaries are better. Your leadership has gotten stronger. And you have moved away from the question of how do I make more money, which feels like a hamster wheel, to how do I make this scalable? This is the shift from doing to designing, from freelancer to founder, and from chaos to strategy. Now, I ended up scaling my business, Simply Be Agency, to a $10 million company and sold it. And there was a lot of pain in this 2 to 10 mark, because who you need to be is different. When you're running a multi-six to seven to multi-seven figure business, you need to change as much as your business. But I really want to talk about this evolution from chaos internally and externally to the container of your business that you're building, and how to truly design it for longevity with or without you. Because like I said, my agency is running far beyond my presence being there. And in my current business that I am scaling and sustaining, as I said, I can go on a vacation for 5 days and not look at my phone like I just did while I was gone at this couple's mastermind for 3 or 4 days. And not check my phone and not answer a single email. And my business still runs. And I don't have a huge team. I have 7 people. So no matter where you are in your journey, I want you to start thinking about this right now. We designed from day one an offer suite. I am not here to recreate the wheel every year. I'm not here to recreate the wheel every couple years. I am here to build a legacy. And in order for me to do that without killing myself, we have to really decide what are the flagship offers and services and products that we really stand behind, and then build all of our branding around that, build our content around that, identifying, of course, who is our buyer for those offers, and messaging consistently over and over and over and over across every single touch point of your brand that story. Now, this is what's happening externally. Internally, we've got to be flexing the muscle of trust. Okay? If you listen to my incredible conversation with my former assistant, Stephanie, who came on a few weeks ago, and we shared all around the CEO to EA relationship, we talked about trust, safety, support. That doesn't just go with your EA assistant dynamic. It needs to go across every dynamic in your business of your team. And really where that thrives is when you are building not just a team, but a leadership team. In those early stages of entrepreneurship, when we're more in that freelancer to founder mindset, we are building a team of doers. But when you step into an executive CEO queen who is building not just a business, but an asset, you're building leaders, leaders who hold the vision for you, leaders who manage down to their own teams so that you're not in every single meeting or conversation or decision or approval, but that you have a layer inside of your business called your leadership team, could be your directors, your managers, your executive suite, that serves as your buffer that manage down to their team and up to you so that you're only getting what you need to know every single week, month, in key meetings and moments throughout the week, so that you have all of the space to not only do what you need to do for the business, but what you want to do in your life. This is what building an asset ultimately provides you. So getting to this $10 million mark changes things. It looks different. The business can effectively run it without you because you have built it that way all along. You're no longer just delegating tasks. You are distributing power, empowering your leadership because you have true leadership in your business, not just support. Your calendar is more spacious, in fact. Your vision is sharper because you're not so bogged down mentally in the weeds that you can't think straight. You have clarity. You're optimizing not just for this month's revenue goal or this quarter's launch, but for overarching impact of your brand and business, the legacy of your business, and the lifestyle that you really want to lead. You are no longer proving your value. You are living it. And this is where overflow and exit strategy and generational wealth come in. All right. This isn't about ego. I'm not teaching this to you so that you can go and say, look at me, I've scaled my business to 8 figures and more. I don't give a shit about any of that, to be honest. In fact, there are days where I even ask myself, like, what am I really scaling it for? How much money do I really want to make and why? It's about expansion. It's about freedom. It's about joy. And that looks so different to all of us. And ultimately, it's about building something that lasts. It's about thinking of yourself as an asset builder. You know, I didn't really have this unlock myself until just a few years ago when I hired my integrator, my COO, if you will, this amazing, amazing woman. Shout out to you, Shauna, if you're listening, who came into my agency. She helped me operationalize it. She was my partner in the business's evolution from lifestyle business to true business asset. And she looked at me and she said, Jessica, you're not meant to be the CEO of this agency forever. You're an entrepreneur. You're meant to go build a lot of things in your life. And I want to give that radical permission slip to you because we're all on this never-ending, infinite continuum of growth and evolution and change. And what lights you up and who you are and where you want to exert your time and gifts and energy is going to be different in 5 years, 10 years, 1 year. But if you can really truly hold these codes, sister, of how to truly build a business, you're going to be honestly indestructible and invaluable wherever you go and whatever you choose to build. And so today I want to invite you to really reflect on what stage you're at in your business internally and externally, why. And hopefully today's conversation gave you some tweaks. This isn't about overnight transformation. This is about, like I said, I keep using this word evolution, so that you can build an asset and build a life that is in alignment with how you want to feel every day. And if you're ready to go deeper, if you really want an even higher touch breakdown of all of the pieces, all of the different tools and softwares and systems and org charts to build and how to really optimize your time in the business to step out of the chaos and into overflow, I've created a brand new training called the Feminine Leadership Playbook. Now, this is a blueprint for the high achieving founder who is done doing all the things, wearing all the hats, juggling all the clients, marketing, delivery, admin, and is exhausted. The woman that didn't start her business to create another job for herself, but created it for freedom. The Feminine Leadership Playbook is designed for you. And within the Feminine Leadership Playbook, I have three trainings. And I would love for you to take a dive into the Run It Like an Asset mini course, which is a three-part video training plus a beautiful workbook. This is $19 and it is the gold that I give in my $10,000, $25,000 programs. I'm going to leave a link to register for it in the show notes. And if you are really ready to scale intelligently, not by doing more, but by designing a business that truly grows with ease and ultimately without you, that doesn't depend on your constant energy, this training is where that journey starts. So I hope today's conversation gave you radical permission to not only do it differently, but a radical invitation into the woman inside of you that can do it differently. Because like I said, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And this was my invitation from my heart to yours to fully step in and become the CEO queen that you were truly born to be, that the world needs you to be, that the future of humanity is depending on you to be. All right, my friends, I know that's a tall order, but that's what I see. That's what I hold. That's the vision we co-create here on the Spiritual Hustler podcast each and every week. So thank you so much for being with me on this very important episode. And I love you all so much. And I will see you on the next. Bye, guys.